Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let us all sing hymn 154. Sing hymn 154. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hand, on earth is not his equal. Need we in our own strength confine, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Lost us who made me be, Christ Jesus it is He. Lord Sabaoth is His name, from age to age the same, and He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God had will His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His reach we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him, that word above all earthly powers. No thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him with us insideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall see Psalms 116. Psalms 116. Psalms 116. And let's read together Psalms 116. Psalms 116 verse 1. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Verse 2. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. Verse 3. The snares of death encompass me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Verse 4. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Verse 7. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Verse 8. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Verse 9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Verse 10. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all mankind are liars. Verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Verse 13. That I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. 14. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Verse 16. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. 17. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. Verse 18. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. So here in Psalms 116, this is a testimony of revival. So today, we not only must prepare revival, we have also received revival. We also must maintain revival. And more importantly, we must also have this type of testimony or the reality or the practicality of revival. So we know that revival is something that can be lived out. And this testimony is indeed to be able to be seen in our daily life. So today, how are we to have this practical life? How are we to live a life that is filled with a reality and practicality, and this is filled with testimony? So in Psalms 116 here tells us, the first thing, we must love the Lord God. It's in verse 1 and 2. Psalms 116 verses 1 and 2. So the first thing, we must love God. Why should we love God? Because a person who is revived will know of the love of God. And furthermore, he truly loves God. This person is a person who truly has been motivated by the love of God, and he is also one who loves him. And we know that the love of God is without end, and it is beyond description, where he has created the heavens and the earth. He has also created all mankind. At the same time, he has provided for our needs, and to teach us, to deliver us, and even has delivered us with his own life, and has also prepared for us the heavenly kingdom, continually preserving us until we meet our Lord. So in second, the second thing is, how do we love the Lord? What are the methods? So here it tells us that we are to communicate with him. We will pray with him. We tell him everything in our life, including our whole life. And thirdly, how do we love God? It is to listen to his words. For our Lord has said, if we love him, we shall keep his words, we shall listen to him. And the fourthly, we are also to do things that are pleasing to him. Now, that is according, to do it according to the heart of the Lord, or to live according to him. That is to love him as well as to be holy. And the last point, how are we to love God? That is, our heart must return to him, for our whole self is in the hands of God. Therefore, we entrust everything to him. And those who love God will not go in vain. As the scripture tells us in John and 1 Corinthians tell us that the Lord knows him. And the Lord will also remember, just as he remembered when Mary at that time poured this ointment upon the Lord, she will be remembered. And thirdly, the Lord will also love us all the more. That is why the love, when we love God, this is not in vain. And in order to become one whom God loves, this is the first testimony of those who are revived. And we can also see in Psalms 116 from verses 3 to 6, this is also to tell us of one who has been delivered, where he has been delivered out of death, able to flee from the clutches or the power of the evil one. From sin, he has been delivered. In verse 3, the snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. So he has been delivered from this the suffering in Sheol. And his soul has been saved. He is able to receive eternal life. Furthermore, we can also see that even in his sins has been forgiven because of the grace of God. Because of this grace of God, the grace of salvation that has been freely given to us. Because God is righteous, our Lord Jesus has died for us, has suffered for us. And because of this mercy of the Lord, without that he give us an unconditional forgiveness, so that all those who have fallen now will be able to be raised up, will be able to be helped, will be able to be delivered. Originally, we were all sinners, but now we have become the children of God. Initially, we were sinners. We were just like the prodigal son, but now we have returned home as a child. In the past, we were slaves and slaves, but now we have become his holy saints. This type of deliverance or salvation is not only by mouth alone, but rather we are able to see this in the practical way of our life. And we can use a real-life testimony to testify up to the people, testify to all those who live concerning the deliverance of our Lord. And the third one, in Psalms 116 from verses 7 to 8. Psalms 116 verse 7 to 8 is the next part where we can see even in our life we have been delivered. So today, how do we live our life? We live our life by the grace of God. For the Lord has delivered us. Just as in verse 8 says, for you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. That is why our heart must always go back to him. And we must make use of this bountiful grace of God, so that we will be able to rely upon the grace of God, to be able to achieve things that we are not able to, that we are not able to attain. For the Lord will definitely help us accomplish all this. And in our lives, we will no longer face this type of fear. So therefore today, we should no longer sin before the Lord, but rather to trust in the Lord that he will help us. That in this life, even though there are so much difficulty, but we believe the Lord will deliver us. And the fourth thing, the fourth point in verse 9, Psalms 116 verse 9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So here it tells us concerning that in his conduct, in his daily life, he has a wonderful testimony that he was able to walk in the way of the living. And he will be able to remove this way of sin, no longer to walk in the way of sin, to walk towards the heavenly kingdom is the way of eternal life. Although we are living in this world, but yet our behavior, our conduct is of the heaven, and we live our life according to the scripture, according to the word of God. And the fifth one in verse 10, that today our life is also a testimony of our faith. We see verse 10, I believed even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. So this is words that are spoken out of faith. Because of faith, therefore we are very sure and we know that we will receive this eternal life, and in the future we shall receive this heavenly kingdom. We shall return to the heavenly kingdom. And in the book of Hebrews tells us that we have a cloud of witnesses of those when they were living in this world, they lived by faith. And even though they work in this world, but yet they work with faith. And at the end, they look forward to a kingdom which is in heaven. Just like Abraham and many, many more, this cloud of witnesses that we have seen. And the sixth one in Psalms 116 from verses 12 to 13. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Verse 13. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So today, let us lift up the cup of salvation to be able to praise him. So this is also a testimony of one who declared the name of the Lord, and to be able to repay the vows that the Lord has, that we have made to our Lord. Verse 14. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. So today we must all the more determine throughout our life, throughout our practical life that we live in, to become a testimony for the Lord, that is by serving him. And then verse 16. O Lord, I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. So we are willing to become the master of the Lord. So in throughout our life, let us imitate the Lord, let us serve the Lord, as well as to repay the wonderful grace and the love, the amazing love of the Lord. That's why in verse 19, we can see the desire of the psalmist that he wants to be in the court of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. So this is actually a very wonderful psalm to tell us about our lives today in this world, that we are to live out a life that is glorifying God, a life that serves God. And this will become a testimony of a revived life that we have after we have come to know this Lord God. Now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, similarly, we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters. We pray for one another. We pray for our families. And also, as you all know, even though now we are in a state of difficulty, but we continue to pray that the Lord's peace, the Lord's blessings and joy will continue to come upon us. Let us all now, in the name of our Lord Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Or Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. We give all glory and praise to the Lord God. May God bless all of you.